Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. For you and your teams to achieve maximum potential, you've got to be honest with yourself about a few things. And the first thing we have to be honest with ourselves about is the fact that your success is related to your attitude. You know, tennis pro Chris Everett was once quoted as saying, "The thing that separates good players from great players is their mental attitude. It might only make a difference of 2 to 3 points over an entire match, but how you play those points is key, and it often makes a difference between winning and losing. If the mind is strong, you can do anything you want." Now, I thought that it was a really great quote, but my dad, who was a career sales professional and sales leader, summed it up as saying, "Colleen, suck it up. It's all in your head." And you gotta laugh, but both are true. Ensuring an honest and trusting relationship with your clients means starting with yourself and your own mental attitude. All top-ranked salespeople share this point of view. If you ask them, as I have repeatedly, what they do that makes them successful, they all answer, "It's my attitude." Successful salespeople love what they do. They love the companies they work for, they love the products and services they sell, and they love the clients they serve. They also take personal responsibility for ensuring that all of these points remain true. By my measure, they live by 4 simple rules for motivation and attitude within themselves. Number 1, nobody can choose your attitude for you. If you're waiting for someone else to come along and motivate you, you will wait forever. Never let others take control of your thoughts. Only you can develop a better mental attitude for yourself. In trying times, and let's face it, we all have them, the only way to improve your circumstance is by adopting a positive outlook. No matter what extraordinary sales techniques you learn during your career, they will fail you if you don't believe in yourself, your products, your markets, and your customers. Number 2, the people around you are a direct mirror of your attitude. Attitude is contagious. It's amazing how individuals who consistently display a poor attitude are the same people who expect their family, coworkers, or employees to remain upbeat. You know, those people who chronically complain, who always are in a worse position than you, I call those people life suckers, and there's nothing you can do about them except get as far away from them as possible. You become who you hang out with. Think of it as the law of human magnetism. Number 3, maintaining a good attitude is way easier than regaining one that's lost. I know that many of you listening already have a great attitude, and that is fabulous. Do everything you can to protect it and maintain it. Read positive books, listen to motivational tapes, stay away from the news first thing in the morning. Don't worry, it will be there at the end of the day. And get rid of people in your life who are bringing you down. Sure, it's not always easy, but you know what? You're going to thank me for that advice when you're celebrating as the top sales rep, sales leader, and company next year. Now, on the other hand, I have to mention, if you're having difficulty expecting the best from yourself and others, don't give up. Remember, item number 1 on this list, which is nobody can choose your attitude for you. Only you can choose your attitude. So you know what? Only you can change it. Lastly, work on your attitude every single day. It absolutely affects your sales results, and you will gain much profit from it.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.